Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast. I'll tell you a team that could use any offensive line help. That's the Los Angeles Rams. Look at these segues here, Sam. The Rams offensive line is their biggest need per Sam Monson over at PFF.com.
Per Sam Monson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
They were bad.
Their season went so bad that it's kind of difficult to sort of turn back the clock and remember when things were just starting to go bad, right? But right at the start, remember week one, opening weekend, right? Buffalo against Los Angeles, the defending Super Bowl champions against the team that everybody thought was the favorites for the Super Bowl. It was like as good as an opening as you could get. And the Los Angeles offensive line got its shit wrecked by Buffalo's pass rush. And you're like, oh, that's going to be a problem. Then Buffalo's pass rush sort of faded as the year wore on, and particularly when Von Miller went down. But the Rams' offensive line didn't get much better. It bounced back a little bit for the next couple of weeks, and then it just sort of fell to rack and ruin as the season went on. It was four bad players and Rob Havenstein. Like, that can't fly the next season.
It is amazing that there's just been those couple years. I know the Rams had way more issues than just the offensive line this year because everyone else got hurt as well. But 2019, the line fell apart, including Havenstein, who's been just incredibly consistent outside of one season. And then this year, the line just completely fell apart. I mean, so Joseph Noteboom got hurt. Joe's coming back, trying to replace Andrew Whitworth. We still don't really know if he's good enough. He got wrecked against good competition, against lesser competition. He was okay. David Edwards will hit free agency. A couple other backups will hit free agency. So you have players who weren't great and players that are leaving, and they just need to invest in the line. So it feels like one of those years where maybe they dabble in free agency a little bit, draft some players, but I think they know. I mean, look, if they stay healthy offensively, they can figure it out with Cooper Kupp, obviously, as the lead guy. But Allen Robinson, you know, maybe get him in the mix a little bit better in year two here. But, boy, if they go into the season – with, you know, offensive line issues again, the whole season can get derailed. So they're going to attack it this offseason. That's their biggest need.
Yeah, I mean, they're an intriguing situation because of this whole approach to roster construction that they've had, the stars and scrubs thing that we talked about. It needs the stars all firing. So
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57. They get all the Super Bowl action you need because new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get on the Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. Wow, this is great. Check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay, check it every day, 6 to 9 Eastern, to see what prop bet will be boosted. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details.
Immediately, you've got the question of, well, is Aaron Donald even going to be there again? If he isn't, that's arguably the best player in the entire NFL is no longer on the team. That's a pretty big problem. Two of your stars that need to fire are Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp. In order to do that, they need an offensive line that's at least pretty decent. So for two of those stars to function, the scrubs need to assemble an offensive line that can be pretty good, which is not, you know, the easiest achievement in the world necessarily. So they're in this sort of weird spot where when you look last year, the year we just had, this current year, generally speaking, the stars still kind of fired. Like, their best players on defense were still Aaron Donald, was still Jalen Ramsey, was Bobby Wagner who came over. It just didn't matter because everything else fell apart. So it's actually the kind of scrubs element of this that needs to get back on track. The stars kind of did what they were supposed to. Obviously, Matthew Stafford went down, and from that point on, the whole thing was obviously dead in the water. But they were, you know, taking on water way before that ever happened anyway.
You say scrubs with as an endearing term, of course.
Well, just as a, you know, it's a,
as a descriptor,
a broad brush descriptor of the people that aren't Aaron Donald.
It's not the problem with the strategy, the risk associated with the strategy, right? We know what the reward is. The reward is you win the Super Bowl in 2021 with Matthew Stafford. To me, no matter what anybody says, the strategy worked, right? Their aggressive strategy of getting the Jalen Ramseys and Matthew Staffords of the world in lieu of first round, Von Millers in lieu of top picks, worked because they have a Super Bowl. Then the risk associated with it is you go into the draft. Last year they didn't have a pick until pick 104, and they were the ones laughing about whatever, whether they were laughing at the Patriots or not. Cole Strange going in the first, because they're looking at guys like Cole Strange who have to come in and fill an immediate need at pick 104. And Logan Bruss was their pick at 104. It's like, oh, this dude's going to come in and play guard for us because that's our hole, right? And he doesn't even play a snap because he gets hurt. And then it all goes downhill. It got even worse from there. They just didn't have the depth to compete. And this year's draft allotment is similar. We have them with potentially 4 comp picks, 10 total picks, only 2 picks in the top 100. So there's still plenty of opportunities to pick players, but the lower you get in the draft, the hit rates go down. So they got to, hit on some of those picks. And that was part of their other, of the Stars and Scrubs strategy, is they found starting corners and safeties and stuff in linebackers rounds 3 through 7. That was part of it, right? And they didn't necessarily do that last year. They didn't get that immediate impact. So, yeah, offensive line, I think, is going to get plenty of love by the Rams this offseason.